Darrell, last week we saw a pretty substantial jump on Thursday and Wednesday last week in our wheat futures markets on some pretty important news elsewhere in the world here, Darrell.
Well, a major story, of course, is the Australian crop, which has been reduced quite significantly in the latest estimates here, down to a potential 12 million crop, which is about 7.5 million metric tons below the USDA's estimate for Australia in the month of September.
Drought severely impacting that crop. Was this a surprise to the trade, Darrell?
I don't really feel it was a surprise. We had a drought issue that's been unfolding for a few months now, but it didn't seem to capture the imagination of the trade until very recently, Ray. Particularly when you start factoring this into the stocks ratios for the five major wheat exporting countries, and that ratio now will be the tightest on record.
Is that what is sparking this upswing?
I would say so, and of course we still have the upcoming winter wheat crop in the United States, which has been seeded right now. Moisture conditions, I think, have improved somewhat from last year, but of course not significantly. Subsoil moistures are still very poor. So the potential here for another round of perch buying in the wheat markets, particularly from the investment fund community, seems to be taking shape here.
I know Australia is one factor, but are there other areas being watched as well, Darrell? We hear tight supplies, so that must mean there's some other concerns elsewhere for wheat production?
Yes, the Southern Hemisphere in general, Australia as well as Argentina. But again, as we mentioned previously, all eyes will be focused on the U.S. winter wheat crop production areas. Last year we had a severe drought there. That actually attracted the initial round of fund buying of last year in about January as that drought unfolded. So should we have repeat or even somewhat adverse conditions in North American winter wheat crop production areas, I would anticipate that this market could get quite volatile going into spring.
That run-up last week in the wheat futures, was that a lot due to funds getting into this market?
I would say the funds are coming back, and of course there's some rotation going on here. Most of the attention in the fund market was directed towards the energy market for some time now, and with energy prices backing off, we're probably seeing some rotation of investment capital moving into areas that have more potential, such as the wheat market.
How come, Darrell? Why are they seeing that as more potential here?
Well, the stocks-to-use ratio, again, very, very tight. And the story, of course, is becoming much more bullish for that sector as compared to the energy sector with the sell-off this last past week with one major fund running into problems, as well as supply issues starting to build. So in this case, the supply issues are starting to tighten, and that would be the driving force to move that money into the grains markets.
Darrell, we've also talked in previous shows about, I guess, this mirroring a past year. We're looking 10 years back, are we, for a similar pattern here?
Well, I just did some back studies in that regard, Ray, and the last time that we had stocks this tight, particularly on a global basis for the major exporting countries, was in the crop year 95-96. Quite interesting to see that in the month, between the month of July and August, the market did give back nearly a full dollar a bushel. We had that price pattern happen again this year. And then following that, through the months of September, October, and going into spring, the market regained all of its losses, and then we had a dramatic run-up in the months of April and May, setting prices to record highs in excess of $7 a bushel.
So what are your thoughts on whether we will see a similar pattern this time around, Darrell?
Well, it's shaping up that way, Ray. Again, there's lots of uncertainty in futures markets, as we all know, but certainly the numbers are starting to line up that way. And if we are able to attract a significant amount of investment, outside investment capital, which is a more pronounced factor in the markets now than back then, we certainly have a chance to move values much higher than where they are today.
So for producers, as they watch this, I mean, this is what it's all about, is your strategy as you see these markets develop. What do you do right now, Darrell?
Well, we do have much more flexible contracting programs with the Canadian Wheat Board. There's opportunities to book basis contracts to establish the spread to the futures market, allow that futures market to run. So I think that is probably what producers should be looking at, is making the best use of those flex pricing contracts going into this coming spring. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.